Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, August 11th, 2009. All the geek and I guess we're doing fine.
A little sleepy, but fine.
You know what? Going out of town for how many weekends in a row do we go out of town?
A few.
3, 12, 20? Still catching up with me just a little bit. Who are we, you might be asking? Well, I'm so glad you brought that to my attention. You've got the lady across from me who loves to stay in the slumberland. That is the Flinstress.
God, how could a person not sleep? I could sleep right now.
I'm sure you
could.
I
not sleep.
Really could. It's my superpower.
Yes, it is. And trying to keep the whole thing together, I am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
When the mood takes me, yes, indeed. This date, August 11th in 1866, the world's first roller rink opened its doors in Newport, Rhode Island.
So much fun roller skating. And 1914, on this date, animation was patented by John Randolph Rey.
This date in 1877, Asaph Hill discovered Mars's moon Deimos.
Oh, sciencey.
Sciencey, indeed. 1906, the talking picture was patented by Eugene Loust.
In 1992, the Mall of America, the biggest shopping mall in the United States, opened in Bloomington, Minnesota, and teenagers flocked.
This date in 1909, the SOS distress signal was used for the first time by an American ship, the Aerofoe. It took Americans to do the SOS because no one else had problems flying. Mm. Maybe they were flying into a mall. I don't know. Oh, and hey, and since today is August 11th, make sure you go update, you get your Xbox Live update. You get your 360 play on demand. You get your new Netflix features featuring Party Watch and being able to browse and edit your instant queue from the Xbox.
Finally.
And not a laptop. Thank you so damn much for that. Birthdays for today?
Mm-hmm. We could start with the Woz. Steve Wozniak.
Steve Wozniak. Woo! Allison Stoner is 16. She's Isabella on Phineas and Ferb. You go. Will Friedle is 33. Sure, you know him as Eric Matthews on Boy Meets World, but damn it, I know him as Terry McGinnis from Batman Beyond.
Good for you. Have Joe Rogan of Fear Factor fame eat bugs on his birthday.
Ew.
Gross.
Michael A. Nunez Jr. is 45. Sure, he was most recently in Kicking It Old School, but he was on a lot of cool stuff in the 80s, including I dare say, Friday the 13th Part 5.
Wow.
A New Beginning. Yes, indeed.
I have Richie Ramone of the Ramones.
What a piece of bacon.
That's
the words, right?
Is it?
Hulk Hogan is 56 years old today, and Ian McDiarmid is 65. That's Senator Palpatine in the Not That Good trilogy, and the Emperor in the Really Good trilogy.
All right.
Yes, indeed. Anybody else there for you?
Nope.
Well, if we're not doing birthdays, I say we celebrate all that is the love of TV. Because they've given us so much tonight. I mean, look at him. They've got over at ABC, a brand new, millionaire still on.
They're yeah, with Regis. That.
Two episodes of Better Off Ted, and then primetime, The Outsider's Secrets. So maybe we'll finally learn why Pony Boy should stay gold.
On CBS, we have Big Brother 11. Aren't people tired of being watched by cameras?
Apparently not.
No.
It's the only way to get famous, you see. Everyone gets their... Andy Warhol would be laughing his ass off at all of this right now. NBC on America's Got Talent, 5 are eliminated and 10 of the top 40 perform, which means it'll be over soon. Maybe a few more weeks.
On Fox, we've got a new Hell's Kitchen and More to Love.
Go
reality
get you some,
shows.
Boy.
Yeah,
go get
for
you some.
It.
AMC American Movie Classics is showing you the fantastic Get Shorty, followed by the rather lackluster Be Cool, although it does feature Dwayne Johnson singing You Ain't Woman Enough to Be My Man, and it's hysterical.
That is funny. Other funny movies involving cowboys, CMT has Blazing Saddles.
Nice.
That's a funny movie.
Over on Family Channel and 10 Things I Hate About You, Kat complains about grades. No.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're not being fair, Miss Teacher Person.
Ugh. On FX. Probably the worst movie ever. Epic movie. Ugh. Followed by a Dennis Leary show, Rescue Me.
History Channel and That's Impossible. They look at mind control.
Oh. Sci-fi has a new episode of Warehouse 13. You're watching that.
Exactly. Spike TV show. And speaking of good trilogies, Empire Strikes Back is on this evening and you can't stop it.
Mm-hmm. And TNT has Hawthorne. That one with Jada Pinkett and Saving Grace.
And if we're watching anything this fine evening, it's going to be on that there are Lifetime Television
for women.
As a detective investigates the actions of a mysterious woman who may be a killer. Tonight, Thora Birch, and Keith Carradine starring Winter of Frozen Dreams. What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know.
Maybe it takes place in Alaska. Hoi.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
Well, yes, we do.
Hi.
Hi, everybody with letters. I just found out what happened on Friday's show with our other person who's not here, who'll be here tomorrow, by the way, because both of us are out because I've got to go put you under the laser scalpel.
Yep, I'm finally getting my laser eye surgery tomorrow, so it'll
provided the humidity is acceptable.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. So you'll have your other host.
Exactly. And I will kick him in the jimmy if he...
in the sprinkles?
In the sprinkles. He dares complain about not getting email, then apparently on Friday's show had email, but says you didn't have time to read them. So, I don't understand. So right now, let's enjoy it. Hey, Flynn et al.
All right.
You're right about having coordinated the trip to the Franklin Institute. I was at the Star Trek exhibit 2 weeks ago. It was pretty neat, if you ask me. So yes, indeed it was. It was quite a good time. So what's up with this Dragon Con thing? I hear you're going too. Let's get together while we're all down there. Look for me. I'll be the one in the geeky t-shirt and red Chuck Taylors. You can't miss me. See you down there. This has been Surreal. Nice. Well, thank you, Surreal. Here's the trouble. You went to the Franklin Institute first, so it was your job to do the coordination in that aspect.
Mm.
See what I'm saying? I'm trying to pass the
buck. Maybe he could have posted a thread on those fine forums.
Where?
Over at geekradiodaily.com.
That would have been fantastic.
And speaking of the forums, when it gets closer to Dragon Con, I know that it's really busy, and I've never been, so I don't really know a lot about it. But do you think it would be feasible to be like a lobby of this hotel at this time, Geek Radio Daily meetup?
Sure, we could try that.
Okay.
If only we had like a suite or somewhere where we could do a show, we could meet up there too. But we'll figure it all out as we go along. It's
right.
Just crazy stuff. So if you'd like to drop a note that I swear will get read, tomorrow, I'll kick him in the jimmy, but he should be reading it. Otherwise, feel free to send off some lines to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Tuesday, we like to hear from you.
We do. We really do. We don't complain. We're very grateful that you are listening. It makes us happy.
Yeah.
Tuesday means, of course, taking a peek at DVDs and look at your geekified news coming up this Tuesday, August 11th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
We're here at Geek Label Laboratories to discover if wearing quality Geek Label t-shirts will actually make you smarter. Joining us today is Rodney.
Blinky lights, pretty.
Now we'll outfit Rodney in a sweet as love Geek Label t-shirt. Now we'll introduce Rodney to Schrodinger's cat in the hopes that he will successfully explain the inadequacy of early quantum mechanical theory.
Tastes like chicken.
Rodney, no!
Snack size!
Look smart and feel fly in your custom Geek Label t-shirt, ladies' tee, or any of the many styles now available, including grilling aprons. You pick the style, you pick the color, we do the rest. Will Geek Label products actually make you smarter?
Decoherence make Rodney hungry!
No, dumbass, they're custom t-shirts. They're not magic t-shirts. Another fine product from geeklabel.com.
Hello, this is Master Shake, the ruler of your face. Whenever I don't listen to podcasts, I'm sure it would be Geek Radio Daily. I put the geek in geek.
Yes, he does.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, August 11th, 2009. All the geek. And yeah, go get yourself a damn fine shirt over there at geeklabel.com, which still gets a damn bell because, by God, I never left it. All right.
And they have a sale.
I'm sorry, what?
And they have a sale.
They do. They have a sale, so you can save money and look fly.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you probably do, so there's some things that you can take home today.
We certainly do. We're going to start with the one that really caught my eye that I really wanted to see in the theater. I Love You, Man. It looks like it's going to be really
Jason
funny.
Jason Segel, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. We just watched Role Models. So funny, but I Love You, Man. I want to see it.
It looks like it should be a good time. Of course, you could pick up Super Friends, The Lost Episodes. These are the lost shorts from 1983. These were probably not put out due to some of them capturing things like Mr. Mitzelplick puts them into The Wizard of Oz.
Whoa.
There's a riff on Tolkien and Middle Earth with the Super Friends. So this is finally out now. Granted, it's going to have the Wonder Twins, but you take
Wonder
the good, you take the bad.
Activate.
Yeah. The Turtles film collection. All of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, including the new TMNT, which is a sequel to all the rest of them, and I really did enjoy it.
Wow. I also saw Cutthroat Island with Gina Davis.
Oh, yeah, and Matthew Modine.
Yeah.
That's a Rennie Harlan flick.
I think I remember that I maybe liked it a little at the
time. See, I did. It was a big, huge box office flop, but it was fun. You also have the Batman Dracula from the horrible The Batman packaged together with the Batman Superman movie, so you get one good and one Batman flick and one handy dandy little package. I said package.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, if you've got an extra $90 laying around, you can pick up the Are You Being Served, the complete collection.
Are you free?
It's not.
Oh, no.
But, but all of the shows available. I love that stupid little show.
From back in 1999, Jacob Tutu meets the Hooded Fang with the dream cast of Miranda Richardson, Gary Busey, and Ice-T. You can't possibly go wrong with that.
No,
absolutely.
Wow.
Alien Trespass with Robert Patrick and Eric McCormick is out today. Because, you know, if you don't see it enough on the Sci-Fi Channel, that's all I'm saying.
Right.
If I'm buying anything today, it's going to be the story of a group of prisoners and a doctor who wash ashore on what they think is a deserted island, but discover a strange couple who invite them to stay in their house. Will the prisoners escape from this island? Will they discover what's going on in time? Why do prisoners keep disappearing mysteriously? Find out as you journey to Island of the Fishmen.
I don't want to go there.
That was the greatest face ever. That was awesome. Thank you so much for that. You made me smile. And in this day and age, that's something special.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So at the Twilight Awards, I mean the Teen Choice Awards. Seriously? 11?
God.
Really? Huh. And the best action flick the kid said is Wolverine. How about that? Wolverine, which featured Hugh Jackman, who was at the Teen Choice Awards, and started talking about when he picked up his surfboard trophy for Best Actor in an action-adventure movie. He said that he'd like to see if Wolverine could use the surfboard trophy in the next movie in Japan, where they're at right now. Hugh Jackman is sort of saying that they're setting up to film the sequel to Wolverine right now. Not only that it will be the Japan storyline, so it'll be the samurai storyline, but right now? Seriously?
Okay.
Did it do that well? Or were they going, oh my god, we have to hurry before someone at Fox says no. Let's not do it anymore.
Before people forget about Wolverine?
Exactly.
In other movie news, this is an odd one. The director from Wanted, Timur Bekmambetov.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the best
that hardcore, crazy action-adventure director guy, yeah.
Is going to bring us a contemporary adaptation of Moby Dick. Herman Melville's Moby Dick.
A contemporary adaptation?
Yes. Of course, this being, you know, him, this kind of crazy guy. His whales and whale hunters alike will all have their own superpowers. Literally, they will have supernatural abilities.
So it's contemporary in the aspect that we all have superpowers now.
Yeah. Those of you out there who like to take the hallucinogenic drugs, this one sounds right up your alley.
Speaking of hallucinogenic drugs, Edward James Olmos announced at Wizard World Chicago that he said, quote, I'm on my way to do Green Hornet. It'll be a lot of fun with Seth Rogen, Nicolas Cage, and Cameron Diaz. Edward James Olmos is going to be in the Green Hornet movie. Michelle Gondry's Green Hornet. That kind of overshadowed the other announcement that Taiwanese actor Jay Chou was just announced as Stephen Chow's replacement as Kato. So again, 2010, Seth Rogen,
okay,
Nicolas Cage, Cameron Diaz, and Edward James Olmos all together in one film. Thank you for that. We've been waiting a long time.
Yeah. Well, we could drive to the movies in our new Nissan. Well, it doesn't come out for a little while yet. It's going to come out in Japan. It's called the Nissan Fuga saloon car, and it's going to be released later this year in Japan. Well, what's special about it? You ever drive by, I don't know, a paper processing plant or a really bad cow farm, and you don't quite, I don't know, it comes through the intake?
I've been in the car, and you've told me we have.
Yeah. Well, the new system on this new Nissan utilizes an automatic intake control system coupled to multiple wide-range, highly sensitive microsensors to prevent the inflow of unpleasant air into the cabin.
Okay.
So it'll open or close the intake vents as needed without constant driver input, and it can also release a leafy forest smell created using essential oils into the car to combat any lingering nasty whiffs.
Anyone that's ever driven up and down I-95 right there at North Carolina, exit 173, yeah, this car is going to be fantastic. I'm not saying you're a bad place for Roanoke Rapids. I'm just saying that you smell. The Hugo Awards happened. The nice little presentation from August 6th through the 10th at Montreal, Quebec. And so, of course, we have some winners. So congratulations going out to best novel, The Graveyard Book by Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaiman.
Yes.
Neil Gaiman, Hugo Awards, they go together like nothing. Other things of note, best short stories, Exaltation from Ted Chiang. Best dramatic presentation long form went to Wall-E. Best dramatic presentation short form went to Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Nice.
So we'll have the complete list up there for you on the shows, and you can go enjoy all those. Because you have to know, you're not going to be able to live without knowing who the best fan artist is and who the best semiprozine is. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like I want a couple dozen of them because the vicar needs them desperately. Geek Radio Daily. Licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Drop by iTunes and write a review while you're there. Subscribe. Gather around all of your friends at work and listen. And you can giggle to each other and point and go, I know that. That's funny. And of course, please drop us a note. We won't see you tomorrow, but drop a note and I swear we'll read it anyway. Podcast Billy Flynn, Victor the Bruce of Flintstress at GeekRadioDaily.com.
Meanwhile, back in ancient Rome.
Solomon Grundy and Grodd are around here somewhere, Robin.
Holy s***, Batman, there they are.
It's the end of the road, you f***ing crooks.
You're wasting your time, Batman. Into the time conveyor.
After them, Robin. It's too late, Batman.
I think we're in deep, Robin.
More than you can imagine. You're under arrest for stealing the treasures of the Emperor.
Batman, what are we gonna do?
It's no use, Robin. Grodd did a masterful job of f***ing us.